Brother Time does not offer medical, financial, or any other kind of professional advice or opinion. This is just us talking about things we want to talk about, so take it with a grain of salt. Honesty without kindness is brutality. Kindness without honesty is manipulation. Now that's interesting.
Brutality. I think that's a little dramatic. Brutality. Yeah.
Brutality. Yeah.
Honest, I guess.
Honesty without that's kindness crazy. Is brashness, I guess. I don't know. Something. Brutality, I agree, is a little. Anyway, I'm Josh, 8 of 10, and the last clothing I bought are these, like, V-neck shirts that I really like. It's, like, my favorite style of shirt, where it's, like, it's not like the V-neck that almost goes down to your belly button. It's the V-neck that's, like, still right up at the neck, just a very slight V. I like those t-shirts a lot.
The slight V, the subtle V?
Yeah. You know how normally t-shirts have the kind of the round...
The crew neck?
Yeah, that's what they usually have. But at the ones I like at the front, it's like a corner.
Okay.
Like a little... Yeah. Anyway.
But don't... The problem with those is sometimes they get, like, you buy them. You're like, I like a little V-neck. Then you get home and it's like it's barely covering your nipples by the end of it. You're like, wait, this is way too V. I did not sign up.
Well, okay. I tend to look closely at clothing before I buy it.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you should try that. Because if you get home and it's that bad, like, I think you missed a step.
That's a good segue into I'm Isaac, 5 of 10. The last clothing I bought was from Walmart. I saw these cool looking autism awareness shirts. And then I got them, I got home, and it turns out that the people that make them aren't really good for the autistic community.
Yeah, autism speak sucks.
Yes.
I've seen those shirts. I cringed so hard.
I guess I'm going to get cringed at when people see me. I just thought they were neat. And, you know, I thought I was supporting a community that could always use more support. And I feel like I did the opposite now. I'm like, now I'm... but I'm wearing the shirt right now at home. For this podcast. So.
Oh, but your family can see you, so they're going to cringe every time they see you.
Yep, and that's what I do. I make people cringe.
Yeah. We can chat a bit after the pod if you have time. I can send you some links for better groups to support.
Okay, that'd be great.
But, hi, I'm SJ. I never know how to do this. I'm Isaac's oldest daughter. And how many... I asked this last time. How many kids do you have?
You're one of six, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Even though
that's
confusing.
Yeah, one of six, but one of them is not yours.
And that's fine. They're still yours, though.
Yeah, they're mine.
Yeah.
The last item of clothing I bought, I'm trying to think. I have a problem.
Okay. You
probably
have a problem?
I have a shopping problem. We've talked about this a little bit. Probably some jeans from Bell's Outlet. Yeah, that feels right.
Oh, good. Well, if it feels right, it must be right.
Yeah. What's the problem, though?
I have a bit of what some would call a shopping addiction. I could be on an episode of Hoarders. Let's put it that way.
Oh, but you don't have a ton of space. Or is that the reason you don't have a ton of space?
Half and half.
So you gotta find a way to shop without buying and find a way to feel good about saying no to things. Because I think shopping can be therapeutic, like to just walk and look at stuff.
But then I want all the stuff, and I can actually kind of afford it now that I have my own money, and I want to buy all the things that I couldn't afford.
Yeah. What I like to do is put stuff I'm interested in the cart, and then before I go check out, just kind of very strictly scrutinize each thing. Be like, no, this is not perfect.
You leave your cart, don't you? You leave your full cart for them. So you just take it to the return section and you're like, I don't want this.
Like,
and
then I'm like grocery shopping for cheese and different things, and I just leave that. I'm like, I don't need all of this.
Meats. Frozen foods. You take it to the clothing department. You're like, I'm done. I'm leaving.
All right. Well, with that, let's take a quick break. And we are back. This week in Candy News, a special on-site alert regarding a product that I'm sure a lot of you have had. This is some important stuff. We have SJ in the field, live. Over to you, SJ.
Thank you. So, Dr. Pepper is not a Pepsi product. Very passionate about this. As someone who used to work at Taco Bell, they switched out Dr. Pepper for Wild Cherry Pepsi. And people, and this was years before I started working there, people very passionate about their Dr. Pepper. They would always argue with me, it's a Pepsi product. It's a Pepsi product. No, wrong. Dr. Pepsi.
Dr. Pepsi. You heard it here first. Dr. Pepsi.
Dr. Pepper is actually part of a large conglomerate. It's called Keurig Dr. Pepper. It actually used to be called Dr. Pepper and Snapple or something like that. But it's actually, this conglomerate owns Keurig, Cinnabon, Canada Dry, Snapple, and Kahlua. Now, many are confused because Dr. Pepper is bottled by both Coca-Cola and Pepsi. And in some other areas, Dr. Pepper is owned by Coca-Cola. And some other areas, Dr. Pepper is owned by Pepsi. To be specific, in Europe and South Korea, Dr. Pepper is owned by the Coca-Cola company. In Canada and Oceania, Dr. Pepper is owned by PepsiCo. But wait, here in the United States, Dr. Pepper is owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper. Thank you.
Okay.
No question.
I feel like it was clear at first, and then I got really confused at the end there.
Do you think maybe like Coca-Cola got there first and they were just like, we're also Dr. Pepper, and they wrote it down in a book over there in Europe or whatever?
Yeah.
And then that's just, it's like
the moon landing, you plant your flag first.
I think it kind of has to do maybe with copyright laws, because you know there are some times where streaming services have rights to certain media in other countries, but then here in the United States they don't, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something to do with that.
I would think Dr. Pepper said like, hey Coke, you're already there, you've got all the distribution set up, we'll let you use our product out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even here in the United States, the Dr. Pepper is bottled by both Pepsi and Coke. There are factories here that for both companies. So I guess it's just, I don't even really fully understand it myself. I'm just very passionate about it because I got in many heated debates with people.
Well, is there a way to tell, like, if you're drinking a Dr. Pepper, was this a Coke Dr. Pepper or a Pepsi Dr. Pepper?
Not as far as I'm aware. But maybe that could be saved for another episode.
Yeah, we need to find a way to figure that out.
I think they actually put it on the label, bottled by Coke or bottled by Pepsi.
Oh, they do?
I feel
like I've seen that, but I've never noticed the difference between one Dr. Pepper to the next. You think Dr. Pepper has it figured out, though? Like, they don't have to do any of the work.
Yeah, right? I think it just, all it does is choose when they get paid by. Yeah. So they get paid by Pepsi. If Pepsi in another country, before it's even made, they got paid for their branding.
Yeah.
And the formula, the intellectual
property. I wonder if it has anything to do with certain laws surrounding corporations in those other areas. Like maybe the Keurig Dr. Pepper conglomerate is too big, and so they have to kind of break it up for, like, Europe, Canada, places like that.
Yeah. I guess that could be it.
That would be neat if we had laws that protect us against giant corporations here in the U.S.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That would be cool. Speaking of working, I think, Isaac, you put in this topic of odd jobs.
Yeah, I was curious. You guys are both doing regular 9-to-5 type jobs, maybe not exactly 9-to-5, but you've got to get asked to do odd things as a part of your job, and I was wondering what those were for you. Like, yesterday I repaired an iPhone screen.
Oh.
That's something I do, but...
Is that like your main thing? Like, you've got a kiosk in the mall?
No. No, I do contracting work. So, yeah. Like, construction.
Is that what you do? Or,
yeah. Construction. But, you know... You're asked to do odd things. Like one time I was asked to find someone's grandma.
It sounds like you're in a video game, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like you're getting side quests. Yeah.
I keep getting side quests. But what are some of your side quests that you get?
I used to get more because it's a problem in IT where people...
That's what I was thinking. They're like, you know what? This tray that comes out of my computer, it is not the right shape to hold a beverage. Could you make that work?
No. You're talking about the CD tray that comes out of the computer.
Yeah. We don't use CDs anymore, obviously.
To hold their drink.
Yeah, but it's not the right size, so you got to retrofit that.
We got to... bore out some of the inner part to perfectly hold whatever.
Oh, and then redirect the fan so that it blows heat on it?
Yes. Keeps it nice and warm. Okay. Yep, exactly. Some people think that anything connected to electricity is IT. Like in the past, I've had people call me and be like, the light in my office is flickering. Can you come take a look? I guess that's understandable that someone would think that. The one that I don't get is when people ask us to move furniture. We're moving offices, or I'm moving to this different office. Can you, get everything in there for me?
What? I know you've talked to me about that before. That's still so crazy to me.
It's only some people, though. It's like they worked at a company where they had an IT guy that just did everything for them.
That sounds like a very white glove type, oh, you're moving down the hall, sir. Let us gather your things for you.
Yes. I'm going to show up in a butler's outfit, which is like a tux with a long tailcoat. And white gloves.
You and a dozen other IT guys will each carry only what you can carry with both hands easily. One item at a time.
Yes. Yeah, but that would be... Those are the odd jobs I've run into. SJ, do you have any?
My entire job is basically odd jobs. Most of the time when I'm doing something, it's not even my job. Like... Just because my job is so... There's a lot of downtime.
Ah.
But, okay. Like, a lot of the times I end up helping, like... There was one time... I try not to talk about my job in too much detail, because it's kind of a niche market. But we were putting some things on a pallet, and when we put things on a pallet...
I think you're being way too specific right now. I feel like someone's going to be able to track down exactly where you work. You need to be a little more vague.
Ah, pallets, yes.
They work with pallets.
Yeah. Now, do they have forklifts or not with this pallet operation?
Oh, I wish we worked with pallets more, but they never want to buy them for us.
Ah, yes, the $5 expense of pallets.
We used to have people come by and ask us if we had pallets that they could just take. Like, they'd come, because they would resell them, and they'd be like, y'all have any pallets? We're like, yes, we have pallets. No, you cannot have them. We use them.
And I bet they went to the IT department to ask this. They were like, check with IT. They handle everything.
get IT to move these pallets, because... Anyway, sorry, SJ, didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. But we have to make lists of these tag numbers, and I did that one time. One time I actually moved all the pallets around so my boss could make the list, and that was scary. Because here's the thing about me. I don't have a driver's license. I'm terrified of driving. I have nightmares about it. I get panic attacks when I think about it for too long. Mm. But he was like, get on this forklift. And this job was a really big deal. This customer is a really difficult guy. He'll file a chargeback for anything. I mean, anything.
Are you forklift certified?
No.
Oh.
I think they might require a driver's license. Maybe not, though.
No, they just put me on there. They should require a certification. At least
it depends on your state.
You're supposed to, yeah. I don't think anybody there is certified.
I think it depends also on what you're... I don't think it's very a simple, like, if you drive a forklift, you require certification.
Right. There's a sign on the forklift that says you need to be certified.
Oh, well, then...
Well, it's literally like people who aren't properly licensed or certified to drive this forklift need to not drive this forklift per OSHA. Basically, that's me paraphrasing. Okay,
so OSHA certification is probably something you could do online with a few hours of time.
We don't have a safety guy, so it doesn't matter.
Is that one of your jobs then? Is you're the...
I wish. I kind of, every now and then, I'll jump in if something looks really unsafe and be like, hey, guys, we have this PPE in the supply room. You should probably be wearing it. Or, hey, you might want to talk to my boss.
PPE stands for Personal Protective Equipment, right?
Yes. Yes, it does. Sorry.
So you see people, like, cutting metal, doing the safety squint? Where they just,
You said cutting metal. You're trying to dox me.
Oh. Oh, we are zeroing in on her job location.
Yeah, there's only a handful of things that... Like, I cut metal. It's one of my odd jobs, so I don't...
Oh.
But
I don't do it with the safety squint, because I like my eyes. I don't know.
The safety squint. But,
yeah, I just kind of... A lot of the time, I end up just wandering around looking for stuff to do. Like... So yeah, my whole job is just odd jobs. I harass my boss, both of my bosses. I'm like, what can I do right now? What do you want me to do right now? They're like, we don't have anything
for you. You're probably stressing them out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they hate me.
They're like, I'm just trying to check my Facebook, and you keep coming up asking me, what can you do?
Well, in your downtime, you should look up the OSHA stuff. That'd be great. And then just start printing it out and giving it to everybody. And then declare yourself the safety officer and demand a raise immediately.
I was doing Sudoku puzzles, but there was kind of a crackdown on people not working. And now I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble, even though I've never gotten in trouble before.
I don't think it's very fair to be, yeah.
To get onto you for not working when they aren't just, like, giving you things to do.
Yeah, well, it's not... It's complicated. I don't know how to go into further detail without revealing more about my job and...
Do you work for the CIA?
She does.
I'm just going to ask you outright.
Actually, sometimes.
Oh, that's exciting. That's interesting. We'll have to save that
We had
topic.
A job recently, it's actually. A twist.
Are you going to tell us, or are you just going to...
Oh, well, we had a job recently. Okay, I'll tell you more about my job. No offense, nobody listens to this podcast.
You don't have to. But I don't want you to get in trouble with your higher-ups.
No, it's okay. Nobody listens to the podcast.
What's your handler's name?
Okay.
What's your handler's phone number?
No, moniker?
Do you have a moniker?
The reason I say we work for the CIA sometimes is because actually we had a recent job. We've been expanding into what's called RF shielding, and that's where it's radio frequency shielding. So the doors and frames are made of stainless steel, And there's like copper tape and stuff that goes along the edges. And a lot of the time these doors are also STC, which is sound transmission something. Soundproof doors. So they have all these seals made of like wrapped in copper and stuff like that. And basically it keeps radio frequencies from getting like in or out. And we had a job recently where one of the doors, we had to rush it because it was for the CIA and we didn't know.
Oh.
And like half of the stuff we needed, the stuff that I received wasn't even there. And they're like, it's okay. We'll just send it. And we'll just ship that stuff to them loose. This is for the CIA, you guys. Come on. Because our CEO is kind of,
It's fun. He was excited about it.
You could put it that way. You could definitely put it that way.
It sounds like it was a very exciting highlight of his career.
sure.
We're making doors for... Don't tell anybody, but...
No, we get jobs like that. The ball was just kind of dropped on that job, and I don't think... They didn't know who exactly the door was for, and I think he found out, and he was, like, really pushing us. It's like, it has to do with that nobody's working crackdown, but here's the thing. They can watch us like hawks all day. If they don't pay for the material, it's not going to show up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true. This is true. I mean, so
sometimes they do send the material, even though it's not paid for, with expectation of payment.
Oh, no. They would never do that with us.
Not anymore. I'm sure there was a time. There was a time, though.
Before my time.
So what is this topic, last Thursdayism?
Oh, I'm getting to talk a lot today. So last Thursdayism, it's basically the idea that the universe was created last Thursday, but with the physical appearance of being billions of years old. So like... Basically, everything, including your memories of the time before last Thursday, were all formed at the time of creation, last Thursday.
Yeah.
So, this is kind of going with the theory that's in, like, for example, if you read the Bible, the world was created, like, what, 2,000 years ago? 3,000, 4,000?
Mm-hmm.
But we have fossils. We have stuff like that. So... If that's true, then why couldn't it have been made last Thursday?
Okay. Is this a serious... Is this just a thought...
Experiment?
Thought experiment? Yeah.
You can say that some people really believe it or believe it to an extent. And then some people just like to think about it. I'm one of those people.
I've thought about that without knowing what it was called, like, a few times. Like, it can get a little weird if you just kind of contemplate that and think about, like...
How malleable reality really is.
Yeah, how, like, what if from right now onward, like, everything... that I remember, like, didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
So reality matters, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, but I already knew that. I mean, I guess I'm not getting a lot from this.
It reminds me of when I had a dream. This dream kind of rocked me a little bit, but I was in this alternate universe, and in my dream, I had memories, like, dating way back. Of this place. Like, I had memories of this place for years.
Oh.
And that when I woke up, I was like, wait, did I have that? Like, have I been dreaming about this place for years and I didn't remember till now? But I think my brain just invented memories.
Yeah.
Within my dream, which is unnerving. Because it gave like context to things in the world, like the rapport that you get from memories.
Yeah, how interesting.
It was unnerving.
It makes you wonder: was your brain just giving you the feeling that you have memories, or was it actually giving you
memories? I could actually remember things within my dream.
Oh, I had a dream kind of like that recently.
I didn't like it. I don't want...
Not quite as in-depth as yours, but I had a dream like that, and I woke up pretty shaken, too. But, yeah, it's just, to me, that's the kind of stuff I like to think about when I'm bored. As you guys know, I have a lot of spare time on my hands, so...
It's an interesting way to, like, separate the past into, like, oh, it's all fake.
Yeah.
It's all fake. Yeah. It's all fabricated. Yeah. It also makes me think about people, the stuff with alternate realities. That, have you guys bumped into that yet?
Oh, like when you flip a coin, whichever side it lands on, in another reality it landed on the other side and things might have gone completely differently.
I was giving the poorest of preparation context. So there are these people who claim that there are overlapping realities that you can accidentally stumble into another reality. And they do this test and they're like, okay, so which one of these is the Monopoly guy? And then you're like, it's
the
definitely
Mandela.
This. Yeah, that's
the Mandela effect.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the back rooms, but you're talking about Mandela effect.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, no, this is definitely the Monopoly guy. That guy doesn't even look close. And they're like, no, you're in the wrong reality. This isn't your reality. They're like, so they go through a bunch of brands and you get them all wrong.
Right? Yeah, I've been seeing that for a little while. Okay, my laptop is about to die. I need to plug it in. I'll be right back, you guys.
Okay, well, with that, let's take a quick break. You know, we're actually pretty much out of time right now.
Oh.
So I think we may skip the activity this week and save it for another week.
Okay.
Had a very, very good activity planned.
I wrote a riddle for one of them.
Oh, good. So we can save that.
I'll just save that. I'll send it to you so it doesn't clear out because I had typed it into your...
Oh, I see. I see. Well, I think we may actually just declare a winner right here, right now. I wanted to wait until SJ gets back. I mean, competition was fierce. I feel like you both really stepped up. SJ, are you back?
I am back.
Okay.
I had my earbuds in, so I heard that you were wrapping things up.
Yeah.
I'll find my charger later.
We are declaring a winner. This week, the winner is SJ.
What?
Yay!
I worked so hard.
She had some good topics. The Dr. Pepper one was mind-blowing. I think all of our hairs are blown back by that revelation. So, congrats, SJ.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I talked the most. Every word was a point. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That is how I was keeping points.
I would have used smaller words.
It was exhausting, guys. Like, I don't think this is a good way to keep points. I'm so tired of writing, making tallies.
You should just have a clicker. You know those click counting things?
Have one for each person. Well, thank you, listeners, for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review it online. And join the Facebook group if you haven't already. We post there when we have new episodes. And you can reach us online anytime at brothertimepod.com.
Brothertimepod.com.